Alex Toomey grew up on a cattle farm in Augusta County, and his family owned some of the prettiest land in Albemarle when the recession hit in 2008. By then, he was building houses on some of that property, and the economic downturn was a disaster.
Oh, it crushed us. It really did. I mean, we had so much property already developed, and the banks wouldn't renew the notes, and it just left us down and out.
So Toomey started thinking of other ways to make a living, other things he liked, and high on his list was a good glass of bourbon, a sweet whiskey made with corn, rye, or wheat, and malted barley. He'd seen the master distiller for Maker's Mark bourbon on TV, and he decided to give the guy a call.
I asked him if he knew of somebody that could come and help us get started, and he told me, I'd love to do it. I'd just retired.
Toomey traveled to Kentucky, met David Pickerel, and after a long talk, invited him to Charlottesville.
So he flew in the day before we got this big snowstorm, and he got snowed in at the farm for 4 days. And we had all these bourbons lined up. I fed them good, and he explained to us why each bourbon tastes why it did, who made the bourbon, where it was made. And at the end, we had negotiated a great price.
Toomey began building a barn while Pickerel designed equipment for the new distillery. Some months later, the still arrived in pieces.
They dropped off in a tractor trailer, and I looked at it laying on the floor, and I was like, how in the world am I ever going to put all this together?
With Pickerel's help, he got the system up and running. Then it was time to wait. Good bourbon sits in oak barrels for at least 2 years, and during that time, Toomey and two business partners made other difficult decisions.
I couldn't believe how hard it was just to design a bottle and then get the bourbon into the bottle.
Choosing a name was also a challenge. They settled on Ragged Branch, a combination of names given to his agricultural holdings, Ragged Mountain and Pounding Branch Farms. It suits the product, since branch is what some Southerners call water from a stream. And you sometimes hear people ordering bourbon and branch, a whiskey with still water rather than soda. After a year of nervous anticipation, Toomey tasted the product.
It was unbelievable how good it was, and I was so happy. I mean, I was giddy like a boy on Christmas morning.
But the story doesn't end there. To comply with his agricultural zoning, Toomey had to grow and grind his own grain.
We grind all our crop fresh every day, just like making coffee.
And when the initial distilling was done, the alcohol drained off into barrels, he was left with sour mash, a fine food for cattle.
Whoa!
It also produces some very fine beef, which Ragged Branch sells in its tasting room, along with the bourbon that's getting rave reviews. We spoke with connoisseurs Anya Quias, Chandler, Mark, and Diane Craig.
I'm into Irish whiskey, but this is really smooth. Very good. Very, very good.
It's really complex as well. There's a lot of flavors going on.
Yeah, it's very smooth, has a very good taste.
I'm such a wine drinker, so I'm stepping out, but it's great.
And the fame of Ragged Branch is spreading. It's now sold in Washington, Maryland, Delaware, and 50 ABC stores in Virginia. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.